Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening. The sun's still shining here, but 7 o'clock here in the evening, and we're all ready for the show where liberalism and Biden beat the truth. From the Pinion Post News here in New Mexico comes this one. The left lies. When it comes to America, the left lies. Heinrich mourns data of women who attacked two with knife and disobeyed the police. Why? It is normal to feel sad for someone who dies early because of their actions. Say that it was a sad day that they had to die, but also mourn the fact that it was their actions that caused the death? No. The left doesn't do things that way. Always in the vote-getting mode, Senator Martin Heinrich sent out an email to his fundraising list titled Justice and Reform. Nothing to the demonorats is as important. No, not even what would be good for America, especially not what would be good for America. The email touched on the George Floyd trial and the conviction of former police officer Derek Chauvin. In that he wrote, quote, "Yesterday Chauvin was found guilty on all charges in the murder of George Floyd," unquote. Now, in my update that I did yesterday, I mentioned the truth of this. George Floyd murdered himself. He was the one that did what he did, but I regress again. But the Democrats have no freaking shame. They will use the worst things they can use for fundraisers. I don't remember seeing a Republican using a horrible incident such as this to fundraise, because this is just sick. But a white senator trying hard to, quote, harness that vote, unquote, put down his own whiteness and catered to the blacks who most think probably that, you know, if he was just an average everyday person, they'd probably think he was okay if he wasn't such a putz. The ones he is talking to only think of him as another white who caters where he shouldn't in any way. But that is not all. On Earth Day, our beloved tyrant-in-chief MLG bashed America, claiming that we have the worst record on greenhouse gas emissions, which of course we don't, not by a long shot. China is way worse than the United States. As a matter of fact, the United States carries the burden for the world's air while having the cleanest air in the world, and I might add the strictest pollution laws in the world. The worst greenhouse gases, MLG? You are just a moron, and it would be better if you sewed your mouth shut so you could stop emitting your gases in the form of stupidity, which seem to flow out of your mouth like the Rio Grande. And sadly, she isn't the biggest fool of them all, as that was John Kerry, who in an interview said this moronic thing.
You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. And just remind everybody that will depend on whether or not we have some breakthrough technologies and breakthrough innovations, number one. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet. And again, we can't do it without your engagement and support.
Okay. Did you hear what he said? Is he on drugs or something? Because I really wish that I had been there when he said that. I would have told him to start helping get rid of CO2 by shutting up. Each time he talks, he emits it. Each time he breathes, he emits it. The only way to ever get rid of carbon dioxide is if he was too stupid to know this, is to get rid of life on this planet altogether. Get rid of the trees because to live, they must change CO2 to oxygen. To get the CO2, there must be life. We exhale it, folks. I have been thinking lately of people as stupid as John Kerry and Grisham and Biden and Cuomo and all of them. If they can work for the government and get rich for the government and be that stupid, then I am in the wrong business, because I would do what is good for America, not try to destroy it with like the idiocy that they spew daily, it seems. And the idea that John Kerry says we have to get rid of carbon dioxide completely, get it out of our atmosphere, get it completely gone, as if the man was considered stupid anyway. You get rid of CO2 and life pretty much goes away.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face, and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back, and I'm glad that I almost forgot about the show tonight because my wife wanted to go to Walmart and over to Coronado Center over here, and I usually take her around, but I figured I've taken her enough places that I could probably go ahead and do the show and not have to worry about her getting lost. But Welcome back to this, to the show on this, the 23rd of April. The problem we have in the world is not just the leftist socialists in our world and nation, but also the so-called doctors like Fauci, who keeps us locked down because of something that our bodies on their own would protect us from, but are being shut down on that defense with this stupid vaccine. It actually shuts down our immune system. Now, I had a my wife found a thing that from a doctor that was talking about this, and he was saying that the thing that happens is our bodies were created in a genius way. Our immune system works on a broad spectrum of things so that whatever comes in, it knows whether it's supposed to be there or not. And if it's not, then it works on it. And it knows how to do things to get rid of what's not supposed to be in our bodies. But what the vaccine does is it puts this part into our body that works specifically on one thing. And it goes to town on that one thing, goes hog wild on that one thing. Our immune systems don't have to do anything because the vaccine will do it for us. So it shuts down the immune system. The immune system stops working on that point. But what the doctor actually said was that our immune system is nonspecific when it comes to diseases. It works on whatever our bodies encounter and work against them if it is bad for our bodies. The vaccine actually works against only one thing that shuts down our immune system against that, but stops the virus. This vaccine can only respond to that one thing. Our immune system works against all things. The vaccine stops working if the virus changes even just a little bit. I found a thing on the immune system that the vaccine on the immune system and the vaccine that no one is talking about. The vaccine outcompetes against our immune system and our bullies to our system. The vaccine will bully away our natural immune system, folks. One of the most outspoken people when it comes to having, when it comes to having to have the vaccine, constantly changes his story all the time. First, we didn't need masks. Then we needed to wear a mask. Then we needed two, then three. Fauci has been named by the governor of Florida as being the originator of Faucism. I was watching a movie a while ago called Love and War. About 1943 Italy and the Germans. At that point in time, Italy was under the control of Mussolini, but Mussolini was giving way to the Germans as they were moving in. The things that were being shown there in that movie reminds me a lot of what is happening here in America. We are being lied to, folks. And it is time that we realize this and started to fight back, because if they get much farther, the fight to save this nation will be very, very bloody, very deadly for Americans, and will take a whole lot of time and our blood, sweat, and tears. The leftists of Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Grisham, Whitmer, Cuomo, and the rest of them do not think the American people have the guts to go against them. And so far, we've shown them that. But we had better show them we do. Because we sure didn't show them anything when Trump won the election and we allowed the demonorats to steal it away. And for that matter, we are still allowing that. It seems that being a part of the woke crowd is something that the left aspires that everyone become a part of. Yet if you really think about it, it is something that someone should be ashamed to be a part of, because for those of us who are thinking about the so-called woke crowd is saying it is nothing but total stupidity. They're talking like Biden actually won this election. He didn't. But that's not how the left thinks here. We have Joe basement-dwelling Biden and his fake vice president, and that's her president, what's-her-face Harris. And then we can just go down the list. Pelosi, Schumer, Whitmer, Cuomo, Newsom, Grisham, etc. None of these people are America-loving people who want the best for this country. They all want to destroy what this nation stands for, truth, justice, and the American way. Oh, yes, and Jesus, too. Things that we have got to start watching out for, folks, because we are really in the process of losing this country. Now, this whole thing about the trial and Chauvin getting convicted on all counts of murder and this stuff, we've got to watch out because he should never have been convicted of murder. But what is coming is this. That girl that was saved from a knife wielding Makia Bryant tells about the encounter and when she said that she came after me. According to the footage released by the Columbus Police Department of the high-profile police shooting of 16-year-old Makia Bryant, the teen's supposed would-be victim told police that Bryant came after her with a knife. The footage was released this last Wednesday, as reported by WJW-TV, along with the 911 call that initially brought the officers to the scene Tuesday, where Bryant was ultimately shot and killed. Now, since this has happened, the left has gone apeshit bonkers over this whole thing, and they're now starting to say that this officer needs to be taken down and convicted for killing this girl, that it was such a horrible thing that he killed this girl. Where is the idea that saving a person's life is the way to go? Apparently, the left doesn't think that way. The girl that was going to be stabbed is now alive because the police shot her attacker. And one of the things my wife was saying today, she watched the video of that, and she said that the police officer shot three times. Well, of course he did. We've got to start thinking that the things that happen to these police are split-second decisions, folks. How many of you would react any differently if you saw somebody coming up to another girl and getting ready to stab her, and this person was lunging at the girl? Shoot her once, that'd probably do it, but the lunge was already going. Several bullets would take her down and stop that lunge, wouldn't it? But they don't think on these lines. They don't think about these things. They're constantly pushing that police are bad. No, police are not bad. Now, granted, there are a few out there who shouldn't even be in the uniform. But what is going on in this nation today is the left and the woke culture and Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're all pushing this whole idea that there is no good cops around. That if a cop shoots somebody, that it's the cop's fault and the cop shouldn't have done it. Nobody ever talks about the fact that that cop has a split second to decide what to do, and not only the split second to decide what to do, but in that split second, he has to decide what to do, he has to react, and he has to do what he decided. I don't know of too many people who can, in a split second, react against something, do something, and then pull it back before it happens. You can't do it, especially if you're trained, folks. And then we have people, you know, and the problem with all of this is saying that this cop did the wrong thing by saving this girl is just as stupid as this.
You said twice getting to net zero is going to be hard, really hard. And just remind everybody that will depend on whether or not we have some breakthrough technologies and breakthrough innovations, number one. But even if we get to net zero, we still have to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. So this is a bigger challenge than a lot of people have sort of really grabbed onto yet. And again, we can't do it without your engagement and support.
To me, folks, the stupidity of the left and of the people who are allowing all of this stuff to happen is just as stupid as what John Kerry said there. America is a great country, and it doesn't really matter what the hell people think about what they're saying or anything else, because most of the time I don't think people are thinking. They're not using their God-given brains for anything anymore. They're letting the left dictate what's going on. It's like Supergirl star Nicole Maines trashes transgender laws aimed at protecting children. She says, please stop hurting us. How freaking stupid can people be? She says that she is slamming a new crop of state laws that bar minors from receiving transgender medical procedures, saying the laws will harm young people. No, the laws won't harm young people. Doing transgender stuff before a child's body is fully developed is the damage, folks. And just because we have an actress who is fairly cute and she is noteworthy because she is an actress and she stars in a show that many people watch, doesn't mean that she's smart. And when she says things like that, it's just insane. Now, Nicole Maines, who is a transgender, so she's actually a guy, was referring to a law recently passed in Arkansas, as well as bills under consideration in states including Texas, that would prohibit minors from receiving puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and gender reassignment surgery. Folks, where is the rights of the children here? Apparently, they're nowhere because this whole thing is getting totally out of hand. It's like I had said before, Nicole Maines, she may be a transgender woman, but she's still a man. Maines told The Wrap that puberty blockers simply hit a pause button in a minor's development and aren't irreversible. Yes, they are. But the article doesn't mention that hormone treatment and surgery will result in permanent changes to the patient's body. The Supergirl star said politicians should listen to transgender youth. We know what we're talking about, and we understand ourselves and our bodies, and you know, please don't hurt us, Maines said. Maines plays the transgender superhero Nia Nell Dreamer on Supergirl. The star previously spoke out against Arkansas transgender children law earlier this month, describing it as sickening and saying the move will hurt kids. No, it won't. What's hurting kids is not teaching them the correct things, teaching them that God made them the way they are, that God made them a male or a female. And then we have advertisements like here in New Mexico where they're saying, and it's probably all over because they're national advertisements, but they're advertisements for a new HIV drug that says it's only for men, not for people assigned female at birth. Now, when they put it that way, that means that, oh, well, I was assigned male at birth. That means I can change and then I'll become a female. No. The problem with that lies in the fact that if you were born a male, no matter what you do to yourself, you will always be a male. If you were born a female, no matter what you do to yourself in your life, you will always be a female. It's like Bruce Jenner, who is now supposedly Caitlyn Jenner. To me, it doesn't matter that he thinks that he's a woman, that he thinks that he's a conservative, that he thinks it'll be really great to run for governor of California as a Republican. It doesn't really matter, actually. He's still a guy. No matter what everybody thinks, he's still a guy. The things that are going on in this nation right at the moment actually goes against our children, too. From the Washington Examiner, Biden wants to use taxpayer funds to promote critical race theory, which is irking the GOP. But education is not typically a high profile policy area for administrations, but it's proving problematic for President Joe Biden as his team pushes teaching plans Republicans view as dangerously woke. Now, here's the problem, folks. We're not teaching children the way they should be taught. We're not teaching them right from wrong. We're teaching them what man thinks is right from wrong. Not what God thinks is right from wrong, but what man thinks is right from wrong. And the problem with that is when it goes to that route, man is usually wrong. No matter what they're doing, man is usually wrong. Especially when they sit there and they try and make students hate the country that they belong to just because they think it's the greatest thing to do so that they can have future voters. They don't like America, so nobody else should either. And that's where this country is going, to hell in a handbasket.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. Okay, we are back, folks. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Actor Corey Feldman was arrested in what he termed as a bit of a good old shakedown in what some are terming highly suspicious timing. His arrest shortly followed after Feldman tweeted that he was working on a plan to expose pedophiles in Hollywood. In a series of tweets, Feldman stated that his plans to expose Hollywood pedophiles for what they are. Quote, I will not be going on a talk show to disclose names of my abuser or anyone else's abusers. However, he added, he's working on a plan that might shed some light on this situation if I can figure out a way to get actual justice while not risking my safety and well-being. You know, when that time comes. Let me add, this is not about fear of being sued. Yes, that's a real possibility, but the bigger reason is safety for my family. Feldman has long maintained that he and fellow child star Corey Haim were abused by numerous Hollywood executives as they were establishing themselves in the business. His case gathered additional support since the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke, causing a 2013 The View interview between himself and Barbara Walters. Walters accused Feldman of damaging the entire industry. In the video, Feldman details the abuse that he and his best friend Corey Haim suffered at the hands of some of the richest, most powerful people in this business. The duo starred together in several movies in the 1980s, and Feldman has long maintained Haim's drug and alcohol problems, which continued up until his death in 2010 at just 38, were directly linked to the sexual abuse he suffered as a child. Feldman stated, "He had more direct abuse than I. With me, there were some molestations, and it did come from several hands, so to speak. But with Corey, his was direct rape, whereas mine was not actual rape." The Lost Boys star was arrested just prior to his band getting ready to play a gig at the Live Oaks Bar and Ballroom in Monroe, Louisiana. The Richland Parish Sheriff's Office has confirmed that Feldman was arrested Saturday night on unspecified drug charges. Feldman took to Twitter to clarify that what exactly had occurred during explaining band members were arrested for medical marijuana and a legal California prescription in Louisiana. He received a misdemeanor and paid a fine since it was his bus. Many consider the timing of Feldman's arrest particularly interesting in the light of his more recent remarks about Hollywood pedophiles. Feldman also emphasized that he would not be going on a talk show to disclose the name of his abusers, citing potential safety concerns for himself and his family if he should do so. However, he continues to maintain he is working on a way to expose the abuse that will not leave him in a dangerous position.
Though the Lost Boys star insisted he would not name names, he did say he was working on a plan to expose the Hollywood pedophiles and bring them to justice. Feldman and the rest of the people traveling with him were arrested and charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana, driving under a suspension, and speeding. Because the charges weren't felonies, he was able to pay the $640 fine rather than posting bond. Richland Parish Police Chief Perry Fleming stated Feldman was driving under suspension. Feldman denies this charge. However, he was charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana, driving under suspension, and speeding, Fleming said. Due to being charges that were misdemeanors, Feldman was able to pay that fine instead of posting bond. Feldman's security guard, Emmanuel I. Spiel III, 42, was also able to pay a fine of $590 on charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Four other members of Feldman's group were booked into the Richland Parish Jail on other drug charges. All were able to post bond and secure release overnight. Feldman stated that he had no drugs whatsoever in his possession, but he was charged because it was in his bus. He had no illegal or street drugs. He said no illegal or street drugs were found on the bus, and the group was told all charges would be dropped with proof of proper prescriptions. He said the medicines were legal, but did not have their particular bottles. Feldman explained he felt the timing of the arrest ironic, that he and his band would be traveling to Houston to perform at their next show. Folks, we are really seeing a complete lack of what is really going on in this nation right now, because everything that seems to be going on seems to be going against the people who are, shall we say, my mind just went blank there. I guess it's old age or something like that. But we seem to be allowing all of this insanity to continue in this nation. And as long as we have this insanity continuing and the people don't do anything about it, it's going to continue to get worse. And mark my words, folks, it will get worse. One of the things that I was looking at too, and this one is also from about Louisiana, there is a 10-state lawsuit against Biden's climate order. Louisiana leads the 10 states. And the 10 states says the 10, this one's from the Epoch Times. And it says 10 states are suing President Joe Biden for his executive order directing all federal agencies to commence work on what he describes as the climate crisis. Now, here's the thing we have to realize here. An executive order is not a law. It's something on the lines of what is going on here in New Mexico and pretty much in every liberal state in the nation. The governors have mandated that we wear masks. The governors have mandated that we social distance. The governors have mandated, mandates are not laws. And we have one Walmart here on Eubank that has constantly got this sign out there that says, because of New Mexico state law, masks must be worn. And every time I go in there, I tell them, it's not a state law. You need to take that sign down because it's not a state law. And I've been listening to a radio station here in Albuquerque that is always working to pretty much get the good word out. And one of the shows that I listen to is called Liberty Ladies Unite. And they go to my church, at least one of them does anyway. And they're always talking about how they can go into like Albertsons and not wear a mask. And I have yet to try this. I'm going to have to. And one of these days, real soon, I'm going to try it myself. Because the mask wearing is not a law. It is a mandate, which is essentially a suggestion. And there are little things around that mask mandate. If you have health concerns, or if you have problems that cause you to get sick or get, you know, like a headache or something like that while wearing a mask, then you don't have to. Children don't have to, which is actually a good thing, because children shouldn't be made to wear a mask. That is nothing but child abuse. And Whitmer in Michigan has decided that, I said this on my show last week, that children from 2 to 4 years old are now being made to wear masks. This is child abuse, folks. And with it being mandated by the governor of Michigan, she is a child abuser. Plain and simple. I won't hit Michelle Grisham with that yet, although it's really close. But even in California, Governor Newsom has decided that, I guess, that it's just like in all these liberal states, the governors have decided, this isn't America. The people are under my control. I can tell them whatever I want. They don't have any liberties. They don't have any freedoms unless I give them to them. Just like Fauci, when Jim Jordan went against him about the face mask laws and all of this stuff, Jim Jordan asked Fauci, how long is it going to be before the Americans' freedoms are given back to them? And Fauci said, I don't think that it's liberties that I'm taking away. It's because of health concerns. Folks, health concerns when it comes to coronavirus has long since gone away. The human body was made in such a way that it could take care of the coronavirus when you catch it. Now, there are people who were sick and had the problems that coronavirus does attack. Then yes, wear a mask, stay inside, social distance. But healthy people, now that's where the abuse comes in. That's where the freedoms are lost. And Fauci is wrong when it comes to this. It's like the first story I talked, one of the first stories I talked about tonight. Florida Governor DeSantis has called Fauci more or less a Nazi with fascism, except he called it Faucism. I think that's an absolutely awesome term. Because that's where this whole thing is leading, folks. We've got to start realizing here that the American people have liberties and God-given rights that are being taken away from us. And if we don't fight back, we're going to lose them all. And that's all there is to it.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Airing on Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on CNM, because now is the time for this network and his show, American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central,
American by Design with our very own Uncle Bean Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Rift Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
I found an article that was in a paper called The State of the Nation, and it actually uses the term Faustism. It says physicians using biological and germ warfare against their own patients. Anthony Fauci, chief globalist, snake oil pitchman, leader of biological and germ warfare. Anthony Stephen Fauci. And this was compiled April 9th of 2021. Fauci, Abyss Family Tree with Full Biology, Self-Appointed Pilgrim Society. In 1609, well, this is actually a thing that I didn't think of. I thought it was an article, but it's not. It's pretty much something else. But so I'll go to something else here. We have been having different states here in the United States legalize marijuana. New Mexico did that a few weeks ago, or about a month ago now. And our governor was almost giddy at the prospect that marijuana was now legal in New Mexico. The Florida Supreme Court in Florida has all but killed an effort to legalize marijuana for recreational use in Sunshine State, and it was, when it was made legal here, it was made legal for recreational use too. According to the Miami Herald, justices ruled on Thursday that a constitutional ballot initiative by the Make It Legal Florida group was misleading. The 5-2 decision came after the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody asked the court to advise whether the initiative would be suitable in the future. Under the group's proposal, Florida voters would decide whether to allow state residents older than 21 to possess and use up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana. Ben Pallera, a supporter of the move who helped run 2016's successful medical marijuana initiative, told the Orlando Sentinel, quote, "It's unfortunate because I think Floridans would legalize marijuana for adult use tomorrow if given the opportunity." But the reality is that this decision, combined with the recent proposed changes to law, the chances of seeing something on the 2022 ballot are basically zero. And the chances of seeing something on a future ballot are also pretty damn close to zero, unquote. Opponents of the initiative note that the proposed amendment itself states that it would only remove criminal and civil liability for the identified conduct under Florida law, the justices wrote. They thus argued that the unqualified use of the word permits affirmatively misleads voters into believing that the recreational use of marijuana in Florida would be free of any repercussions, criminal or otherwise. The justices added, "We agree." In an opinion written by Chief Justice Charles Kennedy, the justices argued that the amendment did not effectively advise Floridans that although marijuana use would be allowed under state law if the amendment were to pass, it would still be illegal on the federal level. A constitutional amendment cannot unequivocally permit or authorize conduct that is criminalized under federal law, Kennedy wrote. A ballot summary suggesting otherwise is affirmatively misleading. The Herald noted that Make It Legal Florida, which has the backing of major medical marijuana companies, raised $8.2 million to fund the effort. More than 556,000 signatures had already been collected of the 891,589 needed for the measure to make the 2022 ballot. Had it been approved for the ballot, the initiative would have had to get 60% of the vote to be added to the state constitution, the Herald reported. Make It Legal Florida must now redraft the amendment, which they will do. This is something that most people don't seem to realize here. Democrat side of the aisle works a certain way. If they try to pass something and it doesn't pass, they go back to the drawing board and try to figure out why it didn't pass. And then they come up with a new bill that takes the things out that kept it from passing, and then they will try it again. And they will keep trying until it passes. Once it passes, then they can start pulling in these things that didn't pass before. The next time that they decide, okay, well, we got it passed here, let's pull this in and see if we can get another ballot where we can make this legal now. And that's how the Democrats work. That's why we as Americans are losing everything. Hello, bringing it, boy. Good to see you there. Sorry, I was on another page and didn't see the chat room there. But that is one of the reasons why we are constantly losing the battle when it comes to our God-given rights and our freedoms and our constitutional rights, because the Democrats work in a different way than the Republicans do. The Republicans will fight a battle, and if they lose, they go back home, go to another battle. Or if they win, they don't look at how they won or what they did to win. They go back home. The Democrats, on the other hand, go back to the drawing board. What did we do wrong to make it so it didn't pass this time? Okay, we'll take that out next time, and then we'll take that out, and then we'll try and pass it with this. They always go just a little bit farther than they think they can get away with. And if they don't get away with it, they figure out what didn't work, and they take that out. And that is how the Democrats work. They do everything they can to pass what they want. And they always go farther than they think they can get away with. And then what they'll do is they'll concentrate on what they really want, and they'll start trying to push the part that they really want while taking things away so that the right finally decides, okay, we'll let that go. Then they get part of what they want, and a lot of times it's part of what they want while promising the right that they will get something in the future. And the right never gets that in the future. It's always forgotten. It's always pushed aside, but they never get it. But the left always gets something. They did that with Reagan. They did that with Bush. They did that with Clinton. They did that with every president we have had. They even did that with Trump to a point. They didn't get away with much with Trump, but they still got away with some. And with Biden in the White House, this is just another Obama White House, essentially. This is exactly what, you know, and Obama's sitting in the background just giggling his silly head off because he knows this is a second Obama White House right here. We got it right now. And on top of that, we've got the House. And we've got enough in the Senate that we could probably push through damn near anything we want if we do it right. The Democrats do not know how to lose. Because when they do lose, they go back to the drawing board. Okay, what caused this loss? What caused this to happen? And they take away those little tricks, those little things that they know made sure that it didn't pass. And it's like bringing up, boy says, what they got away with Obama with all of his tricks. And they did. They got away with a lot under Obama with all of his tricks. And then on top of that, with Obama and with Biden, race has become an issue now. Even though it really hasn't been that much of an issue until Obama came into office. And now that Obama Light or Obama 2 is in with Biden, it's all over the place. And they know that the American people, especially the ones on the right, do not like being called racist. So they're calling us racist on everything we do. If we breathe wrong, oh, you're being racist. If we look at a black person while we're being white, oh, you're being racist. If we look at a white person with disgust in our eyes, oh, you're being racist. There is nothing that we can do that will not get us hit with a racist tag. And I know I've been hit with it myself. And it really doesn't bother me much because a lot of my friends, I've got many friends who are Hispanic, who are black, who are whatever you want to, you know, I'm friends with everybody until they prove to me that they can't be my friend. And they have to prove that to me in the first place before they're not. And there's been a few people who have not been my friends. And they've not been my friends because they proved to me that they were my enemies. And that's just the way it is, folks. We've got to start doing this kind of thing. Start looking. But you're a racist. Yeah, I guess so. But we are coming up on the top of the hour. I will be right back after a few messages and start the second hour. Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, These MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase, Molon Levay, which translated means, come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com. Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Hanner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, welcome back to Hour 2 from DC Clothesline. I found this one. The headline, at least 60% of all new COVID-19 cases are occurring in people who are already vaccinated. Which brings me right back to that same thing that I talked about earlier. From Natural News, Dr. Harvey Risch, a professor of epidemiology at Yale University, has calculated that upwards of 60% of all new cases of the Wuhan coronavirus, or COVID-19, are occurring in people who were already vaccinated for the disease. That's because the vaccination shuts down the immune system. Clinicians have been telling me that more than half of the new COVID cases that they're treating are people who have already been vaccinated, Risch told Bannon. As we have been warning, the so-called third wave of the Chinese virus will be due to people who were vaccinated contracting and spreading the disease to others. While Americans who buy into the pandemic narrative that have been led to believe that the jabs will protect them against serious symptoms should they test positive, Risch says that the medical establishment is looking at things a little bit differently. I think the American public has been sold on the vaccine by the research that shows that they reduce the infection of mild to moderate symptomatic infections by somewhere between 60 and 90%, depending on age and vaccine. However, that is not the measure that the Public Health Infrastructure Administration and Dr. Fauci are using to look at the efficacy of the vaccine, he added. What big medicine is most interested in, according to Reich, is whether or not the jabs actually prevent the spread of the infection. And it really doesn't. That's all been proven already. And they're still discussing it. The race card. Yeah. And they've even, you know, and bringing it, boys, is a good point, the race card. The race card has even been brought up when it comes to the vaccine. You're a racist if you don't get it. You're a racist if you put out a video on the internet and say that there is no, that you don't want the vaccine. The race card seems to be the thing that the left treasures. They want to keep it in their corner because it is the thing that they know will stop a lot of people. I know people who believe the same way as I do, but if they're called racists because of it, they back down. That's why the race card for the left is such a huge boon for them. Because they know there are people who will back down if they're called racists. Thankfully, there are those of us who won't. And that is the type of people that America has to depend on now. Because the people who will back down when they are called racist, even if they're not, have to realize that they are only being called racist because they are going against the liberal mantra. They are going against the socialist mantra of this nation. You say the wrong things or go against Biden or Harris or here in New Mexico, Grisham, or in California, Newsom, or in Michigan, Whitmer, or in New York, Cuomo, then you're a racist. Fine, they can call me that all they want. I'm never going to change because I know when it comes to my rights, they are God-given. When it comes to my freedoms, they are not only God-given, but they are also Constitution-given. Two things the leftists and the socialists in this country want to get rid of, the Constitution and God. And I'm constantly getting people telling me things, calling a spade a spade. Why is that so wrong? Actually, it's not. It's not wrong. But in this society, the way that things are going with the woke crowd, it is wrong. Unless they're calling you a spade, then that's okay. They've got a complete double standard going here where they can do a certain thing, but you're not allowed to do it back. You cannot come out and say that Biden lost the election because that goes completely against their, and when you say that, you're racist. Even though Biden is an old white guy, and Trump was a white guy too, probably just about as old, but nowhere near as decrepit. But what we have going here, folks, and I have looked at this in all kinds of ways, and I keep coming back to the one thing that I'd heard a long time ago. It was first in a movie, then it was in a song by, I keep wanting to say Led Zeppelin. It wasn't Led Zeppelin. But what we have here is a failure to communicate. And the failure to communicate is not from the Democrats. They're very damn good at communicating what they want. You're an expansive spade. But the Democrats are very, very good at pushing what they want. They can communicate what they want over and over again. The Republicans, on the other hand, are not so good at that, because they're afraid of being called a racist. They're afraid of being called, well, most, a lot of them wouldn't be called a spade. There are a few who probably would. But they're afraid of being called names. And names don't really hurt you if you don't let them. I know that in the 15 years that I've been doing, you know, my show and my blog, I've been called some pretty nasty names. Anywhere from stupid to racist to whatever. If I go against somebody who is a liberal or who doesn't believe as I do, then I can almost bet that a name-calling segment is coming. I don't let it bother me any. I just look at the mentality of where that's coming from, because usually the mentality is nowhere near as good as they think it is. And to me, that is the saving grace. The things that I've been watching, like with this 16-year-old girl that was shot, and I'm getting all kinds of phone calls here with the 111-1111 number. I do not answer those, because most of the time I get one that's always here, and they're here to listen. The other ones I'm not really sure about, but I will not answer those because the number is very generic, doesn't let me know what's going on. The one that was here first, I never answer because they won't answer anyway. They're just here to listen. But our newspapers are even throwing in the bad part of what's going on because of what happened in with that 16-year-old that was shot by the cop. One of the headlines that talked about this, I got to get a phone call here just a second, but one of the headlines that talked about this, all it said was, white cop shoots black teenage girl. Nothing in there that actually showed what really happened. It just, white cop shoots black teenage girl. I've got a phone call from 347. Let's see, will it answer here? Hello, you're on the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I was one of the 111s. The reason I use Star 67 is just for privacy, because sometimes you call shows and the discussion doesn't go well. And, you know, so I wasn't up to anything bad. I just want you to know. And some people that call from Skype also come in as 111. I also host some shows. So, unfortunately, a lot of crazies also use 111.
I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah, so you could be missing. But here's what I find. Probably 70% of the 111s are trolls. But what I do on my shows is I just block them. As soon as they come on talk, you know, burping or farting, I just block them and move on. It's like digging for gold, for diamonds in a cesspool, you know. Yeah, so. But can I comment on my thoughts on what you're discussing?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that there are so many factors at play. One is that media has to sell ads. And so what happens is, whether it's conservative media or liberal media, sometimes they go for sensationalism. It's not that the conservative side, necessarily average voter, is for the story. It's not that the liberal side is for the story. It's not, you know, they're not sitting around in the hood thinking, controlling the media. So since advertising, unfortunately, is a part of it, often this is what occurs. But also, I do think that if the liberal side and the conservative side actually had some calm, rational discussions, what we would all find is that much of the issues we have common ground on, and that the larger corporations are really the ones that are making the money, as many of us have serious disagreements, even though we're neighbors. You know,
yeah.
So I, for instance, the shooting of the lady, many people that I've encountered in the Black and Latino community say it was justified, but they don't get the narrative. Just like in the conservative community, sometimes the position is with the liberal side, but they don't get the airtime. And I think that if we look at the finances of, if we focus on America, the financial government expenditures, often if we remove some of both sides' emotional responses, if we look at statistics and just analyze with blinders on, not knowing if the other person is Black, white, straight, Christian, non-Christian, we find, oh, man, we agree on a lot. So
yeah.
I often, you know, I try to, I'm not the only one, but my position is if we could just talk things out calmly, we would see that we're often being played by the people on top who, you know, get our emotions up. Not that we don't sometimes have valid positions that the other side is wrong on, but they're not things we should destroy each other on. Not things that we should say, hey, you're my neighbor and I hate you. Oh, hate you too. They should just be political differences, you know, like mature people. So,
well, you know, one of the things
that
I, you know, and I totally agree with you on there, is if the people would just sit and talk and use some common sense when they're talking, a lot of these issues would probably go away.
Yes. I concur.
And, the problem comes in is where a lot of people just will not listen to what the other side has to say. And I've caught that a lot. I've had my show since 2007. I've had my blog since about 2003. And I've had so many people from the left that just automatically, and I've been told this by several of them, that they just absolutely hate my guts because I don't agree with them. But they won't discuss with me their point of view, or they won't discuss with me where they think I'm wrong, or where, you know, they may be wrong and I may be right, or anything else. It's just that I'm wrong, they hate me, that's it.
Yeah, I find the same thing. I'm more on the left, what they call the left. Of course, these are just labels we give people, are more complex. But when I call many shows and I present, I'm usually blocked or muted without even, and I don't curse and carry on. I just say, hey, you know, here's my thinking. I don't think I agree with X. Here are my premises. Here are my conclusions. Click, hello, and I'm blocked. So both sides really need to grow up, you know.
I totally agree with you on that one. I've had times when I've been on other people's shows and I've had the same thing happen to me where I say something that just totally that they don't agree with, and I'll get taken right off of there. I do a kind of like a Rush type update daily from Monday through Thursday. And then on Saturdays, I usually do it too. And the first time that I did it on Saturday, I used about a 5-minute clip from a doctor down in Texas that described the things that masks do to the human body. Well, this was a doctor. He had been studying this. He has has his own clinic down there. He does a lot of work with people who are, you know, who are sick, and he knows the things, how to make them better and things like that. And because of me using his clip, YouTube took me off. They removed it and told me that was my second strike, and if I got one more,
yeah,
that'd be the end of it. And there was no way for me to say, hey, now, wait a minute, this guy was an expert. You can check him out. They didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, I'm on the liberal, extreme liberal side. The same thing is happening. I have various colleagues that post nothing vulgar, nothing hate speech, just facts on issues. YouTube blocks them or warns them. Facebook blocks them or warns them. Wikipedia, Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, blocks them or warns them. So what's happened is if we got together and said, wait a minute, you're going through the same thing, but I thought we were supposed to hate each other. Why is it that these major conglomerates are blocking us or threatening us or removing? It's called shadow banning, shadow blocking. You think
yep.
that your message is getting out there, but the social media is purposefully limiting who can see your postings beyond the usual, meaning it's okay, maybe 7-10% of the population will see your post. Just because you have 10,000 followers, it's not possible for them all to see everything. But they go beyond that and in secret, and then they don't let you know which policy you're breaking, nor do they give you the opportunity to have a fair trial where you could say, hey, listen, you know, I was just sharing a video by a doctor, or I was just sharing a video by a professor or a person that lives. They just, you know, it's Big Brother. I hope that we can come together, because not only does America need more rational talk, but the world does. Oh, and another thing
yes.
that happens, the shows that allow craziness, as in preaching to the choir, they get more
mm-hmm.
followers. The shows that are more based on intelligence and, hey, you know, let's have a dialectic. I don't agree with you on position A, but when we come back, you'll give me your thoughts. They get maybe two followers. The others, all the liberals are, hey, yeah, those conservatives, screw them. They have tons of people. And on the other side, the shows that, hell yeah, those liberals, burn them alive. They don't get harassed usually. It's the rational people, the ones in the middle that say, hey, I don't like your position, but it doesn't mean I hate you.
mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing with my show is, and I do this on my the whole network, you know, all of my shows, we'll let somebody come in and talk, and if they're civil and they're not combative, then we'll let them talk. But if they start getting combative, then I'm going to take them off. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's because once it goes to being combative, then all the logical part of it is gone.
Yeah. I find sometimes, if you don't mind my adding this, sometimes people are combative because they're hiding deeper pain and hurt and confusion, meaning they don't comprehend what they're saying deeply. And if you strike a nerve of fact, the natural response we're programmed to do, done lots of movies and education, is to just attack.
Yeah.
And so I love it when some people attack, as long as they're attacking without being rude, R-U-D-E, and offensive. But if they, well, what are you saying? I say, okay, well, you tell me what you're saying. It's almost like being a psychiatrist
mm-hmm.
without having
pretty much,
the psychiatric
yes.
training and certification.
Yeah, and, you know, it says if I can have, I don't care if the person's liberal or socialist or conservative or whatever, if I can have a good, sane conversation with them,
yeah.
To me, that means more than somebody who will come in and say, you're an idiot. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. You know, I'll shut them down immediately. But,
yeah.
You know, get a good conversation going, and there's more meat in there, and people can actually understand, hey, these people are actually talking. And they.
Yeah. And the good example it sends to young people, we tell them, don't have negative arguments. But yet we as supposed chronological adults don't
mm-hmm.
do it. So the children listen to our radio show and say, well, I guess that's the way it's supposed to be done, you know, instead
yeah.
of, hey, and listen, even when people say points that we don't agree with, we learn. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so wacko on that issue. I never heard that before. They believe that people with pink hats on, you know, talk to aliens. Oh, interesting. Okay, I'll chalk that up in my research of cuckoo positions so that the next time I see it, I can say, can you tell me about the pink guys with the hats on that talk to aliens? And they go on, yeah, well, you know, I was talking to one last night. Can I tell you my thoughts on this virus?
Sure.
I think that humanity is being played. And what I mean is that, like a cheap fiddle, I think that there is a virus. I don't know if it was man-made or not, but I think it's being used to mass-produce mass hysteria so that there are large sales of vaccines. The vaccines are trials. People are not being paid for the trials. You participate in a trial. As far as I have heard so far, you lose your right to sue because it's a trial. But also, we're not teaching people what is a vaccine. Are there alternatives? What are the side effects? Do you have the legal right to say no? And if not, why not? Why is the trial being marketed by a government or governments around the world for profit? Why aren't vaccines like this in the public domain so that the public owns the patent? Who are the people that own? I mean, there's so many questions. Everyone should be asking. This is the first time that we're messing with the human gene on this level with a vaccine. This should have been 10 years at least of trials before even going public. So I'm very suspicious when governments that don't care about most people suddenly say, we love you so much that we want to put a vaccine in your arm. So I'm totally with the right on it. But unfortunately, the left is the one that's not thinking deeply on this one. And we tend to just, hey, you righters, you, oh, anti-vaccine, you know. But, yeah, I think it's a lot of mass hysteria going on.
Well, the thing that really bothers me about this whole vaccine thing is that, you know, if you're healthy, there is no need to say, okay, you have to have that. I live in New Mexico, and New Mexico is run by a liberal governor, and she pretty much keeps us under lock and key. We're right now, I think, the third most lockdown state in the nation, and it has caused all kinds of problems, and people are protesting against her, but she will not give in.
Mm-hmm.
And her idea is that we have to follow her ideals. We cannot go to church because that is a super spreader event. Well, my church, we go to church no matter what, and we even have enough people that come to the services that the police have to be out there to direct traffic when we're leaving. My church has been fined several times by the governor, and the church won't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't seem to stop her, and she is just one of these people who, like Cuomo, has decided that everybody's wrong but her, and nobody can convince her any other way. And to me, that's where the problem comes in, when you get yourself people who are in power and will not listen to any other way of doing things. They're in power, and they're the ones who are going to do it no matter what.
Yes. And what I find, I've had the fortune, like you and some others probably, to live in different parts of the world. On the top level, the top politicians, their kids often go to the same school. They're often friends. But when they come in the public, they have to preach like worldwide wrestling. Okay, they're my fans, so I'm going to preach this rhetoric, and they're going to support me. I'm not going to cross the aisle and say, you know what, I think the other side is correct on this one. Then you don't win an election. You know, you get voted out.
I was saying right now, they've got that vaccine, and no matter what happens, if I took the vaccine and I died, my family would not be able to sue anybody over that, because the vaccine is they're immune from that. And bringing it, boy in the chat room said that we can thank Reagan for not being able to sue the companies that create the vaccines. Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do.
And that's what I was just saying. Both parties, the leadership, in bed together on the top level. There's some things that Clinton did that hurt the Latino and black community. There's some things that Obama did. So when we look at these records, we start to say, wait a minute, these chumps are telling us one thing, but behind the scenes, they gaslight. I don't understand why we can't just say, wait a minute, you work for us. You, president, you know, vice president, governor, mayor, city council, you work for us. We're the people. So that's why it's so important for we the people to talk. Because if we leave it up to the leaders, they will lead us over the fence, over the proverbial cliff.
Yeah, and to a lot of the leaders, they think that all we are is just lemmings for them, and they have all the control. But, you know, and sadly, because nobody talks, many think that way.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is just, like, read the Constitution, look at the laws and the Bill of Rights, and it doesn't take that much. You know, they'll read a mystery novel of 300-some-odd pages, and that's 100 times more than what the Constitution has in it.
Correct.
But people will not read the Constitution because they've been trained almost from the time they hit school that the Constitution is not something that we should worry about in our day and age, because it was done 250 years ago and it's no longer relevant.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I quickly also tell you a misconception that the right may have about Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton?
Sure.
Yeah, I interact often with – I've actually been at Al's headquarters. Most in the black community don't actually support Al Sharpton. If you stop black folk – Al Sharpton was caught in a close-to-drug deal on – I don't know if you know this. It's on YouTube. With a drug dealer. He didn't come out and say, I'll buy the drugs, but he was sitting there with a drug dealer and having a discussion. Jesse Jackson, a lot about how Jesse wore the blood of Martin Luther King for days on his clothing as though he were knighted, and many of his positions the black community doesn't support. And I would think that the same thing exists in the so-called Latino community. By the way, on Nixon created the his administration, the Latino-Hispanic/black divide, just like they divide Republicans from Democrats, they divide blacks from Latino, because if you can get people riled up behind a certain insignia, then you can manipulate them. But if they're free-thinking and
Absolutely.
Say, wait a minute, yeah, that doesn't fit me. Just because I wear red or blue, I'm not a blood or crip. I believe my children deserve X, or you deserve to eat just like I deserve to eat, as long as you're not hurting people. You know, maybe one day we'll mature to the point where we're not back hitting each other over the heads, you know. So that's why I called back, because I didn't want you to think I was a troll. I wanted to really have a talk, because I'd like to know how conservatives feel, because on many things I'm actually conservative.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad you called. I'm glad we were able to get this conversation in, because you were actually very cordial and you didn't do some of the things that I've had liberals do to me. But it's coming up on my time for my break, and I'm going to have
Okay. Yeah, and please keep my number if ever you, are putting together a think tank or anything where you want somebody that's more on the left side to talk to you or give you an email feedback or do a survey. Just me in mind, because I have several children and I'm hoping that I can make a better world before my time is up, so that they inherit, you know, less pollution and less of the negatives that are impacting all of us.
I sure will. I got it written down, so.
Thank you, and I'll keep listening on my laptop, and let's do our best to make a better world, make people more rational, you know.
Thank you.
We have to do something. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Thank you.
In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, I Am the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's I Am the Sky Drone Services, LLC at 505-317-8741 or email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR@REAGAN.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy damsel coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show. I was one of the things I had this show scheduled for 2 hours tonight, and if I make 2 hours, that'll probably be something I really didn't plan on, because my wife wants to do something tonight, and it's got to keep the little lady happy. That's the way I look at it. But we are in the process right now of trying to find ourselves another show. We have the one for tomorrow night, which is Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. And he always has a great show on tap when he gets them in there. But this is our time. Yeah. And then on Sunday, we have American by Design with our own Uncle Bing Fisher. He used to be with Conservative Nation Media when we first started out, and he left for a while because he had his voice. He lost his voice and wasn't able to do it, but he got his voice back, and he's back with us now. And it's actually a really great thing that we've been able to get back with him. But I've been looking at the different sites for the stuff that I try to find here. And one of the things that I was trying to find was that clip where John Kerry said that the best that we had to get rid of all CO2. Well, you can't do that. He should have known better before he opened up his mouth on that. But the things that are coming out from some of these people that are supposed to be our leaders really blows my mind sometimes, because you'd think that if they're going to say something and come right out and be in front of a microphone and say something, they're going to think before they say something. And it seems like a lot of these people who get behind a microphone daily, which I'm glad I don't do, but they'll get behind these microphones daily and they seem to think that nobody's going to listen to what they really said. and they can say what they really believe, even though it's asinine or insane, they will still say it. And with John Kerry saying that we needed to get rid of all CO2, to me, that was just one of the things that I just really had problems believing that a member of our government would say something that stupid. But then again, I've been listening to a lot of them, and a lot of them have been saying some pretty insane things. We've got right now Vice President Kamala Harris, who is supposed to be in charge of the border, won't take the time to go down to the border. She'll go everywhere else. But when it comes to that border, she wants nothing to do with that. Biden won't take her out of that position, which really he should. If she's not going to do what she wants to do, or if she's not going to do what she needs to do when she was given that position, then she needs to be taken out of it. And that is where the problem in this nation is coming in. Because we'll get people, I'm talking about the newest Green Deal, yeah, the newest Green Deal. And actually, they've actually really got one here in New Mexico, too, where the governor has decided that she's going to push a new Green Deal, too. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what is good for the state, along with the newest Green Deal that bringing a boy in the chat room is talking about. That one has nothing to do with what is good for this nation. But they want to push this. And they want to push it because that is what they want. And what they want is total control over the people. And we've got to stop allowing the government to think that they are in charge, because they're not. They're there for a certain list of things, and controlling the people is not one of them. Controlling the borders, that's one. They've done a piss poor job at that one. And living down in here in New Mexico, I can say this very surely, because I know what goes on down at that border. We have people just pouring into New Mexico because the border wall construction was stopped. While the border wall was being built, not many people came over. Now, they're coming over in droves. And they're having to figure out where the heck to put all these people. Of course, they want to put them here in the United States. So we have to pay for them. We have to pay for their health. We have to pay for their food. We have to pay for all of this stuff. And says sending them back. Yeah, we've got a large Indian, Native American Indian population. And it's like bringing up, boy says, they need to wake up and not let the white man step all over them. But what's happening here, they also need to wake up because these illegals are coming in and heading for their lands. And I don't know. The things that are going on in this country just sometimes get me so tongue-tied at how stupid some of it is. And it's like my caller that called in, he says the best thing for America would be if the two sides would talk. And they don't. There is no discussion. And when the discussion starts, there's always name calling thrown in. And that's not the way to do it. But But what we need to do is get together and figure out just what is going on in this nation that is hurting this nation, and then work together to get that fixed. The trouble is, so many in power don't want to do that. They want to do things their way, and that's the only way they will do it. They won't stop to think that, hey, I'm an employee of the people. I need to find out what my constituents want. I need to find out what really is happening down at the southern border, at the south end of New Mexico and Arizona and Texas and California. I need to go down there and find out what's going on so I can rule on this and get things fixed. But they don't want to do that. And to me, that's a scary thing. The border is one of the few things that the federal government actually has in their job description. Take care of that border. But have they? No, they haven't. And then they've kept the American people in the dark because they don't want to teach them or tell us anything about what is really going on. So most people are left in the dark. They don't know what's happening. They don't know the reasons things are happening the way they are. And most of them don't even know our history anymore. And that's one of the reasons that Nazi Germany happened. People forgot. People didn't realize what was going on. And I've watched a lot of the things that are happening, and we're so close to what happened in Germany in the 30s and 40s, that it's almost scary because the people do not know what our past is, and a lot of them don't care to find out.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show. And I just found an article that came in my email about the Biden administration pays child migrant sponsors to travel to the border. And I opened up the email and... I don't see anything in there about that, so I guess I was lied to. But we are heading towards the final segment of the show. And I've had several people call in. I had that one person call in, bringing it. Boy, has been in the chat room. He's brought up some really good points. One of the things that is going on today, and I was wondering, bringing it, boy, you're in California. What do you think about Caitlyn Jenner deciding that she's going to run for governor there? I still consider him Bruce Jenner. But one of the things that has been really, it's kind of gone all over the news on what I have been getting about Jenner running for governor. Now, if they follow the Constitution, if they follow the laws the way they're supposed to, then I don't see a problem. As Bring It Boy says, he's still Bruce. Yeah, and that's the way I look at it. But I'm kind of mixed on this one, because if we start allowing this, that could be a slippery slope that could be bad for the nation. I don't know. One of the things that I was looking at when it comes to, I was talking earlier about that Makia Bryant case, where that cop shot that 16-year-old girl for attacking with a knife that other girl. Joy Behar, co-host of ABC's The View, chastised the Ohio cop Thursday for shooting an armed teen rather than fire his gun into the air in a populated area. Well, I've always been told, in a populated area, don't fire your gun up into the air, because that bullet's got to come down somewhere. But critics of the Columbus police officer, Nicholas Brearden, continue to pile on the hot takes regarding his decision to shoot the 16-year-old as she lunged at another with a knife, according to the body video, camera video. An apparent part-time expert in cases involving police use of deadly force, Behar proved she doesn't understand the fundamentals of gravity, or much else for that matter. What goes up, including a bullet, must come down. That's ignoring the fact that someone with a blade inches away from another person will likely not be stopped by the sound of a gunshot, especially if they're already lunging. Reardon was forced to make a quick life or death decision, and he apparently followed his training. That wasn't good enough for Behar or any of the other leftists that are out there saying that this policeman should be convicted of murder for this. Not stopping to think that this cop's actions probably saved that other girl's life. But Behar told ABC's audience the cop should have fired his gun into the air and not at the armed teen who was lunging with a knife towards the unarmed girl right in front of him. Behar told her host, Whoopi Goldberg, another idiot, that she had spoken to CNN anchor Don Lemonhead, who surprisingly has defended Reardon's action about Bryant's death, and which that actually kind of surprises me too. And then in the article that I just found from Western Journal, it asks the question, do you think the officer should have fired a warning shot? I entered into that, no. Because it's like I had said before, she's already lunging. Gravity is not going to allow her to just suddenly pull back, especially if she's already lunging with a knife. Shooting a bullet into the air is not the wisest thing. Need a show with Williams, Rivera, Beckel, and Whoopi. That would be interesting, I'll tell you. But the whole thing comes down to a thing that essentially says, even if the cop had to do it, there's something wrong with it. I can't explain it any worse or any better than that. And I've seen a lot of people talking that this cop that shot that girl did the wrong thing, because now the girl's parents, one of the people said, and this was totally insane, if they'd have asked me this question, I'd have hit them right back with it. But they said, what if it was your daughter who was shot because she was lunging at somebody else with a knife? First off, my daughter wouldn't do that. She was taught better than that. Another thing, if my daughter did that and she was already taught that, then she deserves what she gets. To me, I think that's one of the reasons why reporters will never come to me and ask me questions like that, because I've always got an answer for them. Because if that reporter would have come to me and asked me, well, what if it was your daughter? Well, what if it was? My daughter would have never have gotten in that position to where she had a knife and she was lunging at somebody else with that knife, because she knows that that is the wrong thing to do, and you're going to be charged with murder if you kill that person, or you're going to be charged with assault if you don't. So my daughter would not do something like that. That's just all there is to it. We have come up on the final minute of the show. I'm glad for the phone calls that I've had, and I'm glad for bringing it, boy, being in the chat room. One of the things that I am glad about is that I'm able to do this show. Sometimes I get myself at a loss for what I'm saying. Sometimes I'm not exactly sure what to say. And I think everybody who does a show eventually comes up with that every once in a while. But it makes you think, because there are a lot of people out here now who will not think about what is going on in this nation. And it has to be stopped. I'm glad that everyone was here tonight. I will be back on next Friday for my next show. On tomorrow, we'll have Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown, and on Sunday we'll have American with by Design with our own Uncle Bing Fisher. And on Monday through Thursday, I'll be doing my daily updates. So I will talk to you again soon, and God bless you all, and have a great weekend. Shall not be ruled. Have a great weekend.